We're going to begin with the Radvaz in Perek Dalet Halacha Lamet Hilchos Shmita. The question is, what do you do with non-Jews who want to eat Perek Shvias? The Rambam said in Halacha Lamed Ayorash Eretz Yisrael Asmuchos L'Svar, such as we have right now. I was told that a few very important people were visiting Smuchim L'Svar near the border of Gaza this morning to help out the troops, to visit the troops. I know Rabbi Yudin Shlita was there today, got in somehow, and he was. I just got a report from his son that he was there, and they're bombing away. It's his mom. We're sitting here calm and peaceful here in Pennsylvania, but the Eretz Yisrael, it's not calm at all. We should be mispal for our brothers and sisters in the Holy Land, especially for the Chayalim. So, Smuchas L'Svar, there are special dispensations for those who are near the border. You have to have a shomer. Especially a futsu goyim v'yavuzu perishvis. So, the goyim should come and the and despoil, if I may use that translation, the perishvius. Says the Radvaz, it's all about the gvul. What if the goyim come for perishvius? Do you stop them or don't you stop them? What about Darke Shalom? Umistarba demonim osam. Tlodom the matnas aniyad les bu kedusha. Avo perishvius is bu kedusha. Keep told me, we use the word kedusha shvius so many times this summer. How can you let a non-Jew take Kedusha Shvius? The problem is, and we started speaking about this at the end of the shiur yesterday, the last Maramachim on the previous sheet of Makaros, is the Yerushalmi in the sixth parak of Peah, the beginning, which I hope some of you saw. The Yerushalmi discusses, when you make something Hefker, what does Hefker really mean? Everyone? The whole discussion. So, Beishamis, the parak starts. Beishamis, hefker laniyim hefker. And Beisilas, ayno hefker, achi yafkir afla shirim. Kishmita! Anyone can walk in the next shmita, right? Anyone. You don't have to bring in your identification, the proof of poverty. Anyone can walk in. It's hefker to anybody. Okay? So where did Beishamis get their thing from? That he's permitted to have hefker just for poor people. Pesach says in Pasuk, Lo'ani v'lager tazav osam. What does that mean? That's to a matnas aniyim. So you have a hefker akin to matnas aniyim. They derive from matnas aniyim. On the other hand, base Hillel, what's pshat? Tishmetem and tashta. That's it, finished. Aniyim and ashirim. It's a machlekes. It's a whole discussion. Where do you derive the concept of hefka from? Manas aniyim, says Beis Shammai Shita, or Shmita, which is Beis Hillel Shita. Okay? So now, Rabosai, you get an impression, and the Gemara actually continues, hefka lebehema, hefka legoyim. A whole discussion here at the beginning of the Rishami 6th Perek, indicating that hefka for us, everyone can take it. So how can you tell me that we don't allow non-Jews in? That's the question against the Radvaz. The Radvaz, I understand logically, is Kedusha to Perek Shvius, but seems to be against the Yerushalmi. How can it be? So this question is raised by the Chazon Ish. He asks this question. What in fact is the status of a non-Jew who wants to take Perek Shvius? Do we let him in, if you don't mind? Right there, top one. Or don't we? He discusses it at some length. In Simen Yudalid, Sifkatan Dalid, page 256 in this edition. Yeah, he's stuck with this problem. He writes as follows. It says in the Mechilta, Ein Shvius Hefka L'Acherim, presumably means Acherim, which means Nochrim. But in Yerushalmi it says, Shvius Hefka to Nochrim too. It's a steer between the Mechilta and the Yerushalmi. V'yesh Loma. Yeah. Aval mitzad avyone amecha also the nachrim. What's going on? Vashriyas tishmetan and natasha. What's the next three words? V'achlu avyone amecha. So from my perspective, it's hefker. But someone who's not from amecha wants to come in, so avyone amecha can stand in the way. We know that. I can't take, if I'm an usher, I can't take, I have 200 zuz, I can't take any pay. Good, so far so good. Miu kosher. Hogam peya. Mitzad abalam ein ikul v'nachri ala mitzad aniyah Yisrael. He quotes a ritva, it's really Rabbeinu Kreskes. Gidin mem zayin. So therefore the question becomes, so how can the Baalim stop a nachri from taking him? He has no dibs on manas aniyah. He has no dibs on the Shemitah either. An Ani may be able to stop, but not the Baalim. That's the question. V'yesh lomar, the be'emes ma'akimes ha'nochrim lo mikoach balus, ela she'en iso la'akim miliskot b'shal hefker, v'hocha she'peiwas shviyas kadishin, kadoshin hen le'mitzvosan, muzhorim b'nei noach sholakapeach yisroh mi'mitzvosan. Fascinating. In other words, from the perspective of Dini Mominus, you can't stop them. But you can stop them as how should we say it, an agent of the Rabbonu Shalom of Bezdin, that you want the Kedusha of Peir Shvius to be maintained. Fascinating. So it's not a chesaron in the hefker. He's mafter to everybody. You know, but after you're mafter, but wait a minute, there's another din. An Issa v'hetadik a din. Not a choshen mishpat din. It belongs in the Yoredeya, not in the choshen mishpat. So there was no chesaron with respect to the idea of Hefka Lekula. That's what it says. Fine. In any event, this is relevant to our discussion about Otzer Bezdin. Can they, what's their respect attitude when a Nachri walks in? He wants to take. So I'm going to go show it to you here in this beautiful sefer we just started discussing yesterday. He talks about it at some length. It's called Shemira Mipnei Nachrim. It starts on page 186, and it goes quite a way. So he says over here that the Bezdin, what's their role? To watch it, Letovas HaTzibur HaYehudi. They're not authorized by the Goyim, they're authorized by the Yehudim. So therefore, if they prevent Goyim from taking away things from the Tzibur HaYehudi, it's within their rights. It's within their rights. There's a problem, Rabbi Osai. The problem is, if you remember the Tosfos on Maror Makomos a while ago, Yevamos Kufchav Beizam and Aleph, about Meshumer, and there was a discussion there about Svichim. Svichim, the question was, you need these certain amount of grain for the Korban HaOmer, and why isn't there a problem of Svichim Yimashke Yisrael? So the question, of course, becomes, why doesn't Tosfos give the same teretz? We're only here to protect the interests of the klal. He gives the following fascinating answer on page 189. At first glance, Bezdin is not allowed to watch it because it's an Easter potentially of Svichin. Remember, Tosfos gave a different answer. Tosfos didn't say that's not the problem. They didn't really watch it, etc. Here's the answer. Yesh l'chalik ben shmiras Bezdin b'mikra shel Svichin v'shmiras Bezdin kan. Shmiras ha-Svichin sham. Pogas bechovas hefker. Why? Kevin she nase the shluche beis hamikdash harotzim lihishtalait ala tvua letzarecha omer lechein ein shavim ala sada umonim echeim lil dekachas za tvua. There they want to demonstrate their bialas over it. Avu mikdash lo tzav bezdin hashmiri leman atzibu v'shlichuso. They don't want to exercise their own ownership. No, they just want everyone else to be able to get it. Beautiful, beautiful answer. When I want to watch, I bring a carbon base of English, as noble as that is, you're still watching it and guarding it, and no one else can get it. That's a Yisra Meshumer. But here, I'm watching it so that everyone else can take it. That's not Meshumer. I think it's a very beautiful answer. Okay. Rabbi Osei, let's take a look one more time and discussing the issue of being Machal Peres Shvius to Nochrim. It'll be very critical. If we can't overcome this hurdle, this whole plan of Otzer Bezdin RT is going to fall apart. We're going to stop going from coming to the source. Forget about it. It's never going to happen. Take a look at our Balsi in Perek Hay in the Rambam. Halacha Yud Gimel. Whoever doesn't have a Rambam, there are plenty of Rambams. There are three Rambams just piled up over there. If someone doesn't have, just feel free to take. Frank Rambam is the best, top of the line. Okay, if you don't have, please feel free to take. Okay. Peres Shvius Ein Machil and also the Goy. Below the Sakhir. You're not permitted to give him the fruits based on the Tosefta. But it goes on. From Hoya Schir Shabbos, or Schir Shana, or Schir Chodesh, or Shakotzim, or also Valov. Here we can't say Peres or Machil and also. Or Machil and Sachsani Peres Shvius. Wait a minute. It was an absolute isser to give these payments to a non-Jew. Well, we're going to be matrit for financial reasons. Impossible. Impossible. You look at the achsanya. Who is this achsanya? Who is this achsanya? So Marie Kurkus is explicitly referring to someone who is not Jewish. Clearly. So the question becomes, how is that permissible? So the answer is, Rabbi Osai, and I'm going to go over here to the this beautiful sefer again. This is on page 208. Like this. Oh. Oh. Ein isu ekroniu muchlat ala acholas nochim b'tam Yisrael efsed peiros. Can't be, because there's cases in which it is, in fact, permissible. So what's the pshat? El shebederech klal hadover omed b'stira liyud haperos. What's yiud haperos? V'achlu evyone amecha. That's the yiud. That's the destiny. That's the purpose of this din. Very important. Very important. He's one of my members of my household. Right? He happens to be not Jewish. So what? So therefore, I'm allowed to give it to him. It's not an intrinsic and absolute prohibition. That's very, very important to understand. Mela, if it's going to be good for the Jews, to use the modern expression, is it good for the Jews or bad for the Jews? If it's good for the Jews to open your Otzer Beznes Torah to all comers, including the Achrim, that's the Yiyud. It's an absolute prohibition. Nothing helps. We're seeing it here. It's not an absolute prohibition. It's not. Okay, this is very, very important. The Aruch HaShulchan, quote on page 209, goes even beyond. He has an amazing chiddush. He says there's nothing wrong with giving peiros nachos shvius to a goy at all. Nothing wrong. It's only usur when it's an inyan of priyas chov. It's like schora. Unbelievable pshat. If you look in the context, that's where it comes from. Rambam, the Tosef, that's where it comes from. You have no right to pay up your debt to the worker by giving him peres shvius. It's like I owe someone $100 in peres shvius. Now I do that. It's called schora. Here too, it's called schora. Rabosai. Right, correct. I'm not saying it's within the Rambam that it's so meduyuk. That's the Aruch HaShulchan suggests. If you look at the Tosefta, the Rambam comes from a Tosefta. Perek Hey, Halacha Yudal. Let's open up and see the original source. Go from the Rambam to the original source. Perek Hey, Halacha Yudal. Tosefta. Yes.
More true than why would it seem to imply by Yisrael? Was it Yisrael worker or a Yisrael worker? You can't play a Yisrael worker with.
You're right. But you would be 100% right. If you ask, why is it mentioned Akum? Good question. Okay? Again, the same kashya as before. Goy is mentioned separately from Sachir. I don't know. I'm just telling what the Aruch HaShulchan says. Look it up. Yeah. Yeah, but the words that don't. I agree that Aruch Hashem is perhaps very mechudosh. I'm the first to admit it. But he does say it, since it's there. Rabbeinu said, let me go further than that. The Rambam says, what about Biza Sagoy? Right? That means he's going to come in like with a big truck, take it all away himself. He walks in like anybody else. You know? Jews walk in and take, Goyim walk in and take. That sounds like it would be permissible. Be permissible. Okay? Question, Rav Osai. That's if I have a field, my name is Cohen, and Levy walks in and Jones walks in. If Levy takes, Jones takes, no problem. What if I'm an Otzer Beis Din? What's my response supposed to be? I'm the Otzer Beis Din. So Levy appointed me. Right? Because but not Jones. So may Jones be allowed into the Otzer Beis Din to take. My private Otzer, yes. What about Otzer Beis Din? So he's not sure in the Sefer Shemitah Mamlachtis on page 210 and 11, he discusses this question. He's not sure. On the one hand, since I'm representing the Jewish community, I should stop the Mr. Jones. On the other hand, if I stop him, it doesn't takes away from the Hefker Shabbo. So he quotes over here a footnote, Rav Yaakov Ariel Shlita. He's like this. He says, "Ain Yisur Achalas Peros Shvius Anochem Kishyesh Otfei Peros." So you're an Otzer Beis Din man, and you have, you know, that so many pounds of this and that and the other thing, and you know from the experience, the Jews and they're not going to be able to eat it all up. It's going to be extra. And mainly, you'll allow Jones to come in. That's what he suggests. So he suggests. Remarkable. Remarkable. Fine. Then, this is something, again, which is found in these pages over here. But there's Rav Moshe, Igwas Moshe, Yorodei Chela Gimelsim, and Kuf Chav Dalet. Yeah, a whole discussion over here. Rav Moshe writes the following. Av she betol sefta, so perakei the shvias, Isa. Shein machinu per shvias, Lagoi, Rambam quotes it. Who rak be royally Yisrael. Can't give it to an achri. You have to watch out your political correctness statements over here. I'm only saying it in Hebrew. Okay, Rav Moshe happens to talk about Cholas Asuris, but Rav Weitman wants to extend it to the fruit and vegetables store, Otzer Beis Din, but there's not going to be enough customers of the Jewish faith. So, Mimele, Rav Moshe's Sora perhaps would apply as well. And then he adds, in the next page, 212, there were those who say, there's no Easter to give Nochem the Shpeir Shvias in the first place. I, Vahoysa, Shabbos, Lachem, Laoch, Lachem, Velo Lacherim. No, remember the pshat of the Pasah Shulchan? Lechem l'anachri means that if it grew in the Nachri's field, there's no Kedusha Shvius. The Beis Yosef, Avkas Rochel, says such a svar. So that's another sheet. Malbim spoke about that way. Fine. Okay, so the Rabbosai, having limited the Yisr, we can now go into business as an Otzer Beis Din, even though everyone comes in. Perek Vav Rabbosai, Mishnah Hay is the bigger problem. We're now starting the new sheets. Perek Vav, Mishnah Hay, a new, totally new problem. We deal with major problems in Shemitah, Rabbosai. Major problems. This is a new one. Perek Vav and Masech Shvius, Mishnah Hay. Says the Mishnah as follows. Ein motziin shemen sreifa v'peiru shvius mi'eretz chutzlaretz. That's it. It's all over. If you can't export the oranges to chutzlaretz, there aren't enough people in Israel to eat them all up. It's not economically viable. Says the Rash. Shemen, what's Shemen Sreifa? Shemen Truma Shenidmel, the Sreifa Omeid. We say in the Bamamalika tonight, Shemen Sreifa, Shemen Sreifa B'yomtev. Nobody knows that. V'chein Peiru Shvius, Be'inon Biur Ba'aretz. When he said the word Biur, it's a machlok what the word Biur means. Some say beer means you have to destroy it, Rambam Shita. Others say you'll have to make it hefker. We'll get to beer later. That's the last topic, topic number 4 on this new Mar Makoma sheet. Never had 4 before. So, it's all about beer. Okay? So whatever it means. So therefore you have to have beer. And where should the beer take place? Being a beer baritz. Ustamaker of Shimon Allah's Tanya Rabosai. What's the prop gears over here? Shasim Eretz Shal Lechutz Laretz. So this big mistake over here. It's on the side is my gear. Okay, you see, you have to go on the side. It's called Os Hay from Marie Landa. Okay, does that mean Rebbe Yehuda? Anyone know? Who's Marie Landa? I mean, I was Rebbe Yehuda's name. Is that? I'm not sure who we're talking about. You should look at the front and see who the Haggos are from. Very important to know who the Haggos are from. We'll see soon. It's critical. Was they written by Godel Hador or by somebody else? I'm sure it was a great man. But let's see. I don't see your hand. It says Marie Landa. I'm not sure who that is. Could be it's Anotim Yehuda. Whatever, mate. Whoever Anotim Godel said, here he's obviously 100% right. We'll see you soon. Another Haggadah. That's why I'm mentioning it. Okay? Mizbar b'chom b'mokom shehen, divrei Rebbe. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar omer, mevi'en b'aretz, la'aretz, u'mevar, and shenemar, bi'artzecha, tiekol tfuos alecho. The beer has to take place in Eretz Yisrael. U'dvar tema, l'man d'apostek, perek mokom shenagu, Halacha Kirav Shimon ben Elazar. On the side he says, Rebbe. Whoa, it's an interesting Hago over here. He says, Ein Halacha Kirav Shimon ben Elazar. Whoa. Heichi Shavik Masnisin. If you pass, let's go with the Hago. If you're passing, Ein Halacha. We pass like Rebbe. What did Rebbe say? You can do the beer any way you want. It's against our Mishnah. How can you pass like Rebbe against enough in the Mishnah? The Shema lechatchila, afilu and another hago, afilu Rebbe mod l'Hashem and Elazar. So many hagos here. The ein motzien, afilu kodem abiyur. V'rav safra the afik garba the chama b'shuyas beretz Yisrael v'chutz laretz in the psachim. Shogei koya. Lavadaitei. This is what the Rashi says in our Mishnah. Bottom line is we have a big problem. You're not allowed to export anything from Eretz Yisrael, Chutz Laretz. How are you going to make a good living in your farm without the export income? It's not going to work. Let's open up a Rambam. Let me get some nachas from the Rambam. Let's look at Perek Zayin first, Halacha Yud Beis. Perek Zayin, Halacha Yud Beis, the Rambam says, Uperos Haaretz Yotzu L'Chutz Laretz, Misparim b'mkoman. Oh, passes like Rebbe. So maybe if you pass like Rebbe, there's nothing wrong with taking out of Eretz Yisrael in the first place. Don't get your hopes up too high. Perikei halacha yud gimel. Rambam says, Perish shviyas ein motzi and also in the arts of chutzlarts, I feel the surya. So what does that mean? Even though if you took it out, you could eliminate it there in chutzlarts, but you may not take it out in the first place. In the first place. Yeah. So now what do you do with our Mishnah? Who's our Mishnah going according to? So there's a sefer called the Melech HaShlomo on the Mishnayos. On the Mishnayos. Perek Vav Mishnah Hey. Tries to sort out this mess. It's in the regular, for those of the... You have the Otzer, it's in the regular Mishnayos. Not the Rashi Rambam, but the Bartanura, you know. The Melech HaShlomo. Okay. So, he quotes the Bartanura. What did Bartanura say? Ein halacha k'Rav Shimon. What did Rav Shimon say? Shemati b'feirei shemotziyim l'Surya. V'emotziyim l'chutzlaretz. Okay. Says the Bartanura, Okay. Omar malaket milas lechol hu ikar rayas habir v'da ki zeh ustam alivu de Rav Shimon ben Elazar the yom abe b'raisa shem yotzim v'yen l'aretzim v'aron. And look in the Rash with the Haggah. Okay, the Loka Rebbe the yom abe b'aron b'chol mokom shehen. He wants to suggest the molech Shlomo, the mishnah of Shimon Elazar, and against Rebbe. Called the Rebbe, it's mutter to be motzei the chutzarts. Against the Rambam. Rambam says, no, it's asur, even though mizbar b'malkom shehen. The Melech HaShlom is against the Rambam. Okay? Fine. So the question becomes, how did Rav Safra take stuff out of Eretz Yisrael against the Stam of the Masnisen? How's it possible? So it's arguable to suggest that the Mishnah can even go according to Rebbe, and the Rebbe is more of the Chatchila, that she does her Rambam. Why should that be? So the answer is, Rabbi Osai, a number of possibilities. If you look in the Torah's Kohanim, those of the Otzer, have the Torah's Kohanim, where he has two pshatim. One is, Shelo Yischalfu Peperes Chutzlarts. One is, Yenog Beperes Shvius Minik Chulin. These are the two reasons which are given. And this is discussed, Rabbi Osai, in the Mishnas Yosef. Right here on this Mishnah. The Mishnas Yosef, as you know, is a Rabbi Yosef Lieberman Shalita. He has four volumes on the Mishnayos, all ten prokim, and four volumes of Shalos and Shuvas. Every Shemitah there's another volume. Okay? Those who want to look it up later on, it's on page Kuf Nun Tes. It's our Mishnah. So he goes to the whole various Hagos on the side. Okay, fine. We paskin, like the Rashi and the Rambam, like our Mishnah, ain't motziin. Nonetheless, like Rebbe, Mitzvahim Koman, Rebbe's Moder. The Melech Shlomo says, no, our Mishnah goes according to Shimon ben Elazar, that you must bring them back against Rebbe. Fine. So come according to them, according to Rebbe, you're allowed to take the Paris into Chutzah, so maybe we should pass like Rebbe. So it goes back to what's the reason of Emotziyin? The Rash, they worry about beer. Right? We just saw the Farish because of the beer. Beer Baaretz. Rebbe doesn't require beer Baaretz, so you don't have to, why not take it out? Maybe Rebbe was born in the Chatchila. Why? We don't know why. Rashi didn't tell us. However, in his Perish the Toas Kohanim, again, it's not clear that the Rash is the same Rash. It's the same. It's called Perish HaRash, the Rash Mishans, the Shemish Mishans. But we know on the Mishnayos it's certainly him. On Toas Kohanim, he's a whole discussion in the Mavel of Sifra that was put out in Tov Shin Yutes, whether it's the Rash or not the Rash. Maybe because Lo Yischalfu Beperes Chutzlarts. All right? It's explaining what the possibilities are. Fine. Good. This is the sheet. Okay? Now let's go further. How do we paskin? Could be Rav Safra is a very brilliant pshat. Maybe Rav Safra was mesupik. How do you paskin? Like Rav Shimon Elazar or like Rebbe? You know what bothered him? We pass Galochka Rebbe Mechavero. What's the suffix? What's the suffix? Oh, this is suffix. A Meredik Pshat. It's an original Pshat. Meredik Pshat. What's the suffix? E Stamas Tisin Krab Shimon Elazar, as the Melech Shlomo said. And therefore we don't pass like Rebbe. We pass like a Stam Mishnah. Yivamas Membeis and Mibbeis? Or no? Rebbe is molded to the Mishnah, Ein Motzi on the Chatchila, as the Rash said. And therefore, we pass like Rebbe. Who says the same thing? Hagon Mibrod, printed in the Mishmeres Labayis Chofeis and Aleph. So something very similar. Fascinating. Fascinating. So Rav Safra at the end says, Ein Alok Rav Shimon Elazar, Elok Rebbe, hold up the Rambam and the Rash, the Mishnah can go like Rebbe as well. So there's no stomach. So Rebbe wins. It's fascinating. Pshat. If you look, you'll see it. You can look at either here. It goes over from the bottom of Kuf Samach to the bottom of Kuf Samach Aleph. Just one paragraph going across. And he says, you look at the Mishmeres Labayis, Chofeis and Aleph, says something very similar. Fascinating. Pshat. Fascinating. Rabbi Olsei Tosfos and Pesachim asked the Kasha on Daf Nun Aleph Amud Beis. Excuse me, Nun Beis Amud Beis. Forgive me. Nun Beis Amud Beis in Masechta Pesachim. Says Tosfos like this. Hikshiri Vah. The Tanam Perek Vav the Shvius a Motziyan Shemen Tzrefer with Perek Shvius Min Aretz the Chutz Aretz. How did Rav Safra bring it out? Assuming he knew what he was doing. For Tiritz, an amazing Tiritz. The second Tiritz is Shogi, he didn't know. First Tiritz. Hosa Mayri La'achila, Rav Safra Apik L'schora, D'yeschora Shemu Tiritz. This Tiritz is counterintuitive, Rav Osai. What's more kal, achila or schora? Raise your hand. What's more kal? No? Achila, vada. Tos is saying, no. Schora muter is more kal than achila. It's so non-convincing that the Chazanish actually took out his pen and flipped it around. Yeah, I kid you not. Chazanish said, flip it. It should say, for achila it's muter, for schora it's also. I change it around the gersa. They say it's not only is it the Tosis, it's also the Tosis Rabbeinu Peretz and the Tosis Rabbeinu Shim Shemishant, Rashbom Sochim we call him. How can you change it around? How can you say it around? It's peladic. Oh. By the way, if you want to talk about Torah's Kohanim, there are three perushim that we have. The Rash, we don't know if it's the Rash for sure, the Ravid, and the Grah. The Ravid and the Grah both say, based on Torah's Kohanim, if you took it out, you may not eat it. Also, b'achil even b'di'evit. Wow. Wow. That's amazing. It's not the punch up shot. What does it say? Oh. So comes along, Rav Osai, the Ridvaz. We started this year with the Radvaz, Rav Osai. Now you move to the Ridvaz. We've both told us his story already. He has what we call the base Ridvaz and his parish on the Pasa Shulchan. This is Simon Hay, Sif Yud Ches. It's page Samach Tes Amid Beis in this pagination. Not going to read the whole thing. He says, this drush of Ba'artzuch has Adin Doraisa. Adin Doraisa. So now, we quoted originally from the Mishnah Yosef on our Mishnah. Now we're going to turn to a whole series of tshuvas in the Shit Mishnah Yosef Chelik Beis. He has a whole series of tshuvas on this very topic. And in the first one, I believe, Simen Chav Dalet, I think that's where it starts. Simen Chav Dalet is entitled Hotzos Estroge Shmita Meretz al Chutzar. It's written Tov Shin Mem. It's Chav Dalet, Chav Hey, Chav Vov. Let's see how far it goes. Chav Vov, Chav Zayin, Chav Ches. That's it. Even Chav Tes a little bit. See, it's five or six chuvas about taking, exporting estrogen. So in the very first one, Chav Dalet, he asked the following kasha. We're saying over here now that the reason why you cannot export is because of the beer. But if it's a din d'oraisa, Rav Osai, we paskin lo darshin and tamid dekra. Rav Shimon holds darshin and tamid dekra. We don't paskin like him. We don't make a big fuss about what the reason is, and therefore the reason won't apply. It won't apply. By din of d'oraisa, we don't say it. Lefiani is right. That's kash. That's a big kash. A big kash. Yeah. Has a whole piece, not do with us. But I'll read his initial words. So the Rosh gave a reason. Be a baritz. Again, the same kashin. Eich yoev tamze. Vafilum noma desfile de ein isra mahotzoma da raisek with the rabbonon. Minole le meyev tamo. It's a big cooler. So when there's no beer, there's no problem. How did he know that? Even the rabbonon, you're not for sure. And why don't you say what the Raivan and the Rosh said in Torah's Kohanim? Lo yischalfu. Or the Rambam. The Rambam says, Mishamalas kedusha shvius. He has the same thing. Ein motziyin lechutz laretz. Ein machilin oso la'akum. Mashma de shnei mishum kedusha shebeni. Can I interject? May I interject? We said before, it's the beginning of the shiur today, that the reason is not because of intrinsic kedusha, but rather because we call v'ochlu avyonei amecha the yiud, the destiny of these peiros to help out the Jews. Good news for the Jews. Maybe we can suggest adarabba, since the Rambam allows achsanya etc. So the Easter to be machal akum is only because it's bad news for the Jews. When it's good news, it's okay. So we can argue faket. From this Rambam is mashma, there's good news for the Jewish export, it's okay. Bimokum Shabbosah, the same juxtaposition in the Rambam, but taking a somewhat different direction. Oh. He therefore thinks it's all the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon, the whole thing is the Rabbanon. As a matter of fact, in the correspondence, in the same safe on the back, it's Mishmeres Labayis by the Dombrivarov. That's Rav Nochum Weidenfeld, who had a correspondence with the brother of Rav Ram Steinberg. Then they're going back and forth in their letters. He's a Gedolei Olam, pupiling about Chutzlaretz in Europe in 1910 about Shemitah. They had never seen Eretz Yisrael. I don't know if it was even zeicher to see Eretz Yisrael. I don't know the history exactly. I don't think so. As over here as follows, you can look it up on page Chof. Beis amid beis. Watch this. Umashe kosev kvo toroso. I'm just trying to give you the history back and forth. This is Rav Steinberg. It's writing to Rav Weidenfeld. Watch this. They're saying, lo yischalfa peres, and the rival holds to Rabbanon. No. I who said it's to Rabbanon? I think it's Doraisa, Baritzacha. We make it by wiser than Smachta. The Ravid said, Shlo Yischalfu. No, a different word. The Ravid is explaining his own shita. I met you a few minutes ago. The Ravid not only is it also to take it out, once it took it out, it's also to eat it. That's the Rabbanon Shlo Yischalfu. He's to take it out as the Raisa, he says. That's the brother of Pech Chav Beis Amid Beis Umashikos Akfol Teros. Fascinating. So now, Rabosai, once again, the Rambam, according to the Mishnah Yosef, is saying it, and then the Kedusha Shvi'is, because he puts it together with not giving it to a Nachri. And we said earlier in today's Shir that itself is not based upon Kedusha as such, an absolute Issa, but rather, we said before, what's good for the Jews. Now it should apply also to exports. It's going to be good news. Now he comes to, this is Simen Chav Dalet B'Kitzer. Simen Chav Hei. HaRidvaz. The Ridvaz had the fascinating suggestions. He's trying desperately to get a heter because the Kiyum Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. It was desperate to find a heter. So he has over here on page Ayin Dalet. He tells us where to look it up. Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph on top, and there's also a tshuva on the bottom. This is the Ridvaz speaking. We had to find some kind of way to be makel. Let him be my export, otherwise nothing's going to happen. What he suggested, something very fascinating. Fascinating what he suggested. He said like this. Let's assume, Rabosai, that Yisrael Shem Yischalfu, one of the pshatim in the Torah's Kohan. Rabosai, Ein Sofek Motzi Midevadai. If you take export it, maybe it'll be put to proper use. If you leave it, it's going to rot. It's going to rot. There wasn't enough customers in Eretz Yisrael. It's going to rot. So he says, better take a chance then let it rot. Adkan the Ritvaz here on page Ayin Dalit, Amud Aleph. The problem is, Rebbe Osei, number one, is Mishnas Yosef. How can you mevatel takonas chazal? Ech nuchal me'atzmeinu bidatenu levatel ister rabbonim mefurish mishnah nishtanu ha'itim. We can't do these things. Number two, if you don't export, it'll be good for the Jews. Why? The price will go down. Well, not so sure. The price will go down right now, but then the farmers will be broke. They'll have to uproot their payers. It'll be bad for the Jews at the end of the day. Who's there to discuss what's good and bad for the longer term? We don't know exactly. But beyond that, Rabbi Osai, beyond that, he asked the following kasha. Listen, it's also to be mafsid biyadayim. That's true. In other words, it's better for us to export it, take a chance that it will be mistreated, than to mistreat it with our own bare hands. But to let it rot, it's not an issue. We didn't do anything. Kadosh Baruch Hu made nature that fruits rot. And Kadosh Baruch Hu did it, not me. It's not an absolute, as we'll discuss going forward. Therefore, he doesn't like us at all. He doesn't like it at all. Not just that, but this is the svara of the Ritvaz himself. But the Baal Mishmeres La'abayis, understand? Mishmeres La'abayis on the base Ritvaz. Pasa Shulchan, base Ritvaz, Mishmeres La'abayis by the Dumber of a Rav, with comments by the brother Rav and Rabbi Eisen. They're all going back and forth, and the Ritvaz is commenting back on them. It's gewaldic. They corresponded, and Baruch Hashem is printed. So he has over here, on page Yud Ches, the following suggestion. Another suggestion, amazing suggestion, like this. Look, it's going to end up in the garbage. So to end up in the garbage, there's no possibility of any kind of Isser, and he brings a comparison to Truma Tumeya. To Truma Tumeya. The question is it a good comparison? Is it a good comparison? So the question is, maybe not. There, Rabbi Osai, with respect to Truma Tumeya, I mean, to avoid it from becoming Tame, there, it's not just that you may not be Tame with your own bare hands. You have an obligation, a responsibility, based on the Pasuk, Mishmeres Trumosoi. Mishmeres Trumosoi. All right. So it's Mishmeres Trumosoi, it says it with respect to Truma Tumeya. If it's going to become Tame no matter what, there's no Yisrael. Look in the Sugar of Abchinas Kanakon. I'm not going to that right now. That applies, Rebbe Osai, to Truma Tumeya, where the nature of the Yisrael is to watch it. If you can't watch it, so there's no Yisrael. But when it comes to Shemitah, there's no Din of Mishmeres. The nature of the Din is, you may not use your own hands. So therefore, if you don't use your own hands, just let it rot. These are the kashas of the Mishnas Yosef against this discussion. But then he says, Rebbe Osai, this is all the beginning of the Ritvaz. The beginning. His main svara is based upon the Rash himself. And the Rash says that there's an issue, a question of beer. Says the Ritvaz, if you talk about Esrogim, which was the main export product then. Esrogim, what's it called in the Torah, Esrogim? Pre-Eitz, Hadar. Who remembers what the Gemara says in Masechta Pesachim, on the word Hadar? Hadar Mishana L'Shana, right? So if the Pre-Eitz is Hadar, is on the trees all the time, from one year to the next, there's no din of beer. What does beer mean? We'll discuss it at great length later. Beer means it's never called l'chaya min asodeh. It's hadar mishana l'shana. Since there's no problem of beer by Esrogim, no problem of export. Woo! Yeah?
Doesn't the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah say Esrog is chaya
for beer? What a great kasha. Shav Tukachinsky's kasha. What are you telling me? There's no beer by this. It's against the Mefurash Gemara. Black on white. Tezvav and Alpha Masechta Rosh Hashanah. Yeah? You have to look carefully and see what these Svarim say. I give you an assignment over the weekend, over Shabbos. I leave all these Svarim here. You can look it up. But that's what they say. The Ritvaz says so. There is no, if it lasts, maybe those that it didn't last, although it says the Mefurash of Russia. Whatever it may be, that's what he says. But the problem is, Rabbi Osai, this is a question which is again raised by the Mishnah Yosef. It's against the Mishnah. It's against the Mefurash Mishnah. What's the Mishnah? Open up, Rabbi Osai, the Mishnah. Perek Tes, I believe it's Mishnah Dalet. Ochel al mufkar, aval lo al shamur. What does that mean? If the only paris left in town are being watched, guarded, that's not available to the chaya basode. What's going on over here? What's going on over here? It's interesting. With respect to other fruits, there's a possibility it's mutter to export them after the beer. But with Esther, that's not going to work. It's Zman beer is Shvat, and you can't be mocked in the Zman beer. The whole discussion. So this is what is suggested, Rabbi Osai. It's a problem. Comes along a new vart. This is in Chafei, so he doesn't like the Ritvaz at all. Chavav, who's speaking Chavav? Hagoyner of Pinchas Epstein. Abezin of the Badatz. Otzer Bezdin. Otzer Bezdin and Tzorch Biur. Ramban said Beferish, we learned about it a few days ago. No, Elo a Paris and Mechunas and Otzer Bezdin and Tzorch Biur. Achashek from Mavuar and Amen Abayis. Verbatim. According to the Rash, all these throats saw, it's because of Chayam Nizbar, Beres Yisrael. Wait a minute. He asked an obvious question. What did Ramban say? The Ramban said, when it's an Otzer Bezdin, there's no need for a beer. Because Bezdin is Yad Aniyim, no problem. But once Bezdin distributes the payers to each and every individual, Shuv Neschayv of a beer. Wow. So the Bezdin gives a strong to Chutzarts. Mischayev Yad Bebir again. So it should be also to export it in the first place. Very nice. At this very moment, when it gets on the ship, it all belongs to Bezdin. There's no problem of beer. But you know full well it's going to go to Reuven, Shimon, and Levi with the Rizachi of a beer. That's his cash against Rav Pinchas Epstein. This is in... Ma? There is an opinion which says that once a pri went through beer, that nifka kedushata. But Otzer Bezdin is not a beer, it's pata from beer. So no one said that Otzer Bezdin is pata kedusha. That teretz is a good try, but it's not going to work. This is a question that he asks. So there's one possibility. We're going to take a look over here, Abosai. What happens when the beer comes? What do you do when beer comes? What do you do? So the rabbis have to burn it. Others say you have to, you can be mafkir it. But who do you give it to? When beer comes, what do you do with it? Take a look at Mishnah Ches. Perek Tes Mishnah Ches, Abosai. Perek Tes Mishnah Ches. Mi shayelo peres shvius v'gizma shas habiur mechalek mozen shalosh sudos lechol echad v'yechad. You're allowed to give out everybody mozen shalosh sudos, Rabosai. Oh, so presumably Bezdin gives everybody less than mozen shalosh sudos. There's no din of beer. Yeah, take a look in the Radvaz, Rabosai. Perek Zayin halacha gimel. We started with Radvaz. We're coming close to the end of the shiur. We're back to Radvaz. Perek Zayin, Halacha Gimel. Okay, not going to be the entire thing. What does Radvaz say? He quotes the Mishnah and the Tosefta, and he says the Ravid, who understood the Rambam that way, that the difference between three sudas is what? Is Gemar Ubir. That's how the Ravid and the Subshat and the Rambam. And the Ravid has his own personal sheet. They have to burn it when a certain time comes. We're not going to get to that right now. But Bekitz and Nimritz, this is what the Radvaz seems to be saying, that if you give out, take a look at Rabos at the very end of the Radvaz. He says, watch. etc. He says, and you give it to that person, presumably, the simple pshat in the Radvaz is that once it's given to these three people, there's no longer a din of beer. And this is how Rav Yoshev is making this way. Because you see, the mazon that you give out, shalosh sudas, need not be eaten at the time of the beer. It can be kept forever. The very last maramakam in the sheet. The last one, mamash, the last one. Tosis and Zvachim, Ayin Heim, and Bey seems to say, clearly, that if you give someone peiros of shvius, mazon gimel sudas, he can take his time to eat it. He need not eat it that day. He can keep it for a year. I'm not sure what the peiros are. I mean, not whatever the food, I don't know, peanuts, can last for a year. So he gives him peanuts, and he can keep it for a whole year. Oh, that seems to be the answer. However, the brother of argues, says, there's no way, forget about it, no way to be an export, no matter what. Nonetheless, at the end of the day, even this supposedly, you know, how should we say it nicely, he doesn't accept any of these leniencies, Rav, the brother of, at the end of the day, he has such rachmanis on the people in Eretz Yisrael. What are they going to do? The whole economy is going to crash. So he writes as follows. Yan shuhefs, page chav gimel. Shuhefs and rubish has a tcha godel, lahafsit kol ha-peris. We can be makel. Why? Hefsit meruba. Look at the beginning of Masech Demoed Kotten. Mashkin beis ha-shloch and rabbi, shu says the rabbanon, welcome, how do you like that? That's why he's making. At the end of the day, he's also making. But not because of legal reasons. We might call it semi-extra legal reasons. Not that the system itself allows to export, but if the alternative is bankruptcy, that's the possible reason to be making. Ad kan, here. And now we come to Simen Chav Zayin. And Simen Chav Zayin is the tshuva of Moshe Feinstein. Now we're getting closer to home. Okay, this is a fascinating tshuva. Chelek Aleph, Simen Kuf Pei Vav. I recommend everybody look over this tshuva. Fascinating. Watch. Erev Sukkos Tovshin Yud Gimel. Doesn't say who he's writing it to. Esrogim b'sheviyu meretzov b'shana zu sof shnas tashyab b'sheshmita api aros bezin haroshes sh'osu ketakonosam aydei mechiru l'nachri shahar b'yein sorvim et ze im yesh la machvir in eze chashash milotzeis yudei chovos ha-mitzo umu levorach aleim. Says the Rebbe, start of opening salvo. What's the chashash? Rebbe Natam shamar osu b'achila. So it's ein bohet rechila. Rov aposkim cholkin alav kedavar. He goes to a whole bunch of rishonim, longer than a time, and therefore he says there's no problem. He relies on the majority of the opinion. That year it happened that Sukkos fell down on a Shabbos, much less of a shaila. Okay, because the first day, which is the problem, lachem at the rechila, was we weren't taking lulav that day, esrog that day at all. This is Rabosai. Number one. Okay. The Minchas, Mishnah Yosef is not happy with that. What do you mean? Badat Erech HaRedes is Machmir. So the Rav Moshe says, too bad. We follow Rabbi Natan, the Rabbi Natan, he thinks it's a minority view. Well, who are we going to argue? Who are we? But you know what the Mishnah Yosef also says? Wait a minute. Granted, that the majority is against the Rabbi Natan. When it comes to Estrogim, people pay so much money to be Yotzi every Chumrah. Every chumrah. So why not this chumrah? I can see a reason. We want to help the economy in Eretz Yisrael. But that doesn't seem to fit into the equation. Whatever it may be. This is Rav Moshe's opinion. And the Mishnah Siyosi, who lives in Yerushalayim, Rav Kodesh, disagrees as far as that is concerned. Fine. I recall that my Rebbe, Zichrono Levracha, said, I'm not sure if it's printed anywhere, that even according to Rabbeinu Tam, that says that Meshumer is Usur, it would not be a problem of Ein Bohet HaRachila. Rabbi seems to suggest that only by real machalas asurus, arla, things of this nature, it's able heter achila. Mishumer, the nature of the yisur is you're not treating your peirush shvias properly. It's not so much of an intrinsic yisur. Has anyone ever heard that? Has ever mentioned Mashiach? I didn't get it before we left Eretz Yisrael. Okay. But there's another problem. How do you export it? So Rav Moshe says, it's not my problem. I'm living in America. Oh, not so simple, response of Lieberman and Shalita. Look at that Rambam that we just started. We read the Rambam about export. There was a line I skipped. Where was it? Where was Lam? What? With Rambam and export? What perek? This came from here. Perek. Hey, Yud Gimel. Thank you. Hey, Yud Gimel. Look at the Rambam as he adds four more words. What four more words he adds? Says. Where is it? It's not here. We'll find it soon. When it says the din of Ein Motzi'in Peiros Me'eretz Yisrael L'chutz Laretz, hold on. He says Lo Yavire Mimokom L'Mokom. Ah, Perek Zayin Lachi Yud Beis. Perek Zayin Lachi Yud Beis. Rambam says. So if I take it from my house to the shul, boom, I was ma'avir mokom l'mokom. So you can't blame that on the Israelis. That's me. That's his kash. Wow. Chazon Ish explains this then. Every inch that the estric moves is a new hotza mi'aretz to the chutzaretz. Because you go further. I mean, if you go closer, if I go east, I go west. And if you, it's all considered an extra havah. Now it's true that the Marav Fulda in Perek Vav Halacha Daled says it's only also b'shas habir, but not everyone agrees. Chaz Nishad is also even not b'shas habir. Okay, b'diyevet he concedes there wouldn't be a violation, but nonetheless, except not from a shumer. But why should we get involved in shas lechatchila? Good. Comes that's second fight. The first fight's about Meshumer. Rav Moshe says Das Yochid, and the Mishnah also know you have to worry about. Second, Rav Rabbi Malcolm the Malcolm. Once again, Rav Moshe is Mekel and he's Machmir, even though he concedes that some are Mekel Shlomo Shasabir. Then the big one. The Ravid says it's also to eat. It's also to eat. If you exported it, it's Ein Aroah L'Achila. If it's Ein Aroah Heter Achila, Rabbi Osai, then there's no way to be Yotzei the Mitzvah of Estrik. Rav Moshe says a Das Yochid. A das yochid comes from Mishnah. What das yochid? The Rash Shulio holds that way. The Grunt Torah's Konam holds that way. The say that Marit Al Ghazi may hold that way. Now I have to tell you that this is what the. I guess I will end with this because it's just amazing how people express themselves quite forcefully. I'm going to read you this. This is what the brother Rav explained to Marit Al Ghazi that way. In Perakei and Bechoros, but the Ridvaz in his response doesn't mince any words. Chas v'shalom. So it starts. May olam lo kosam Rit al Gazi zalkein. What did he say to Rit al Gazi? The Mefarish eiz avera osa inamish yotzu mi'eretz chutzos b'mezid. The hanu asiru l'chuliyama can the preacher solve perik vav akana shona. No. Even the Tanakhama agrees the Chatzkiyot of Hashem Elazar. Sover Harava Gon Shlita. That's the brother of. Tapirishu lechuliyam asa bachila. Chas v'shalom. Chas v'shalom. Twice. They took their Torah seriously. Chas v'shalom said twice on this particular issue. So this Rabosai is this question. So you wonder, beginning, so when the brother Rav got this letter from Ridvaz, it's a little bit on the defensive. What do you mean? Chas v'shalom. He says, no. He understood. It's also l'mi shotzio a mishum knas, and it's like the din of ein mevatel isa lechatchila. It's also for the person who was mevatel, and therefore for the person who took it out, it's also not for stamen averageit. But he says a brother of pkiveges is nirodeya that if I'm mevatel isa lechatchila for all the customers, each and every one is, I did it for him. So they're exploiting the astrogim for all the customers. It's for every single one of them directly. And therefore, he stands by his position based on his understanding that he might be also be able to eat it, and it's no good for us. We'll stop here. Mishem on Sunday, hopefully by a Skype, we'll be continuing with these inyanim. Okay.